Newman Catholic Basketball continues on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We're between games of our twin bill tonight, the girls and the boys in Athens, joined now by Newman Cardinal head boys basketball coach Jeff Waltvogel. And coach, three games into the campaign, pretty busy start, played Friday and Saturday over at the West Turkey Shoot, and then back at it against another Wisconsin Valley Conference team on Tuesday before now starting a conference season, because obviously these crossovers do count in the conference standings. But as you look at the first three games, you were shorthanded to begin with. You're getting more shorthanded now. What is the mindset right now? Because obviously you come out with a pretty good competition early and not at 100%. How do you? What kind of scale do you have in terms of what you're seeing out there, what you want to see from your guys here to start off the season?
The Madison East game, we played with tremendous energy. They were just a little bit, they were deep. They played 10 against us. And we struggled to score, but at the end of the day, we got better within that game. Then came North and Pines, a very good basketball team. And we were down another player going into that game. But the kids, what I'm happy about right now is we've had three different lineups, and tonight will be the fourth different lineup. But every guy that has went out there and played, they've played hard, Chad. They're competing at their highest potential. They're putting out the energy that's needed in a varsity basketball game. We've been in good positions to make shots. You know, at the end of the day, the ball needs to go through the basket, and we haven't had that. And therefore, some of these games have gotten a little bit lopsided. But what I'm going to say is my team is getting better. And as we project into the season, these injuries and illnesses that we have, it's going to help us down the road.
It was, and you know, even watching Saturday, I think about shot charts often when I'm doing a game, because that says a lot about, you know, in terms of execution. But you can execute pretty well and not finish. And it seems like at this point, you don't have the same scoring ability from top to bottom that you had even at the end of last season. But the execution factor, especially on the offensive end, how happy are you at least with getting the good looks?
I'm very happy. That has been a focus this season. When we run our offense, we get the shot we want. We're working on not taking an early shot, so that we possess the ball a little bit longer, so we're not constantly playing defense. I think the kids are really buying into that, and we're understanding it, and it's just a matter of time before our shot selections, we're going to make more shots and we're going to score more points, and the defense, and it'll be a much easier game for us.
You said illness has kind of hit your squad here tonight. With that in mind, does your job get easier or harder, meaning that you have less players, so you don't have as many, I think, chess pieces to play, but at the same time, you just don't have the talent? For you here tonight, how do you look about trying to, you know, have the matchups, the best possible matchups, to try to do the things that you need to do against Athens?
Well, Chad, we got a good plan. We're still going with the same plan. The good news is we're down what I would say four normal starters. But every guy that's starting tonight has started a game this year, so it's not going to be new for them. I'm excited for the opportunity for them and for our team, because like I said, this game, this season's not about where you are right now. It's about how you develop and where you finish at the end of the year. And I think this game tonight is going to show, I'm hoping and I'm excited for all the kids that are going to play in the game, where when we get some help back, we're a little bit deeper team, and one that is going to be very tough to beat.
And finally, what about Athens? What do you know about them? They've only played one game, so obviously it's still very early. But in terms of Athens, so what do you expect to see from them?
They've got a terrific guard in Riley Schultz-Becker. He's a tough matchup. He's going to try to get to the basket. He's quick. He's strong. He's tough. And he does get to the basket, and then he gets fouled. So our main focus is going to be to take away the paint from him. And then they do have a few shooters. We're going to try to close out on the shooters and have someone else beat us besides Riley.
Best of luck tonight.
Thank you, Chad.
Coach Jeff Wawogel of the Newman Catholic Cardinals will come back, have the starting line for the opening tip of the boys' game. This is Newman Basketball on 98.9 WXEO.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Chad Holmes back again from Athens High School, where the Newman Catholic High School boys basketball team is hitting the court here for the second half of this doubleheader. Saw the girls a win at 56-49 in the opener, and now it will be the boys, Newman and Athens. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for both the Cardinals and for the Athens Blue Jays. For Newman Catholic, 0-3 on the young season. They lost a pair of games at the Wausau West Turkey Shoot on Friday and Saturday, falling to Madison East on Friday, and then losing to Northern Pines on Saturday. So Friday, Madison East, Saturday, Northern Pines. And they lost on Tuesday night, 74-37, to the Merrill Blue Jays. Starting tonight for Newman Catholic, number 3, junior Damian Pent. Number 10, sophomore Michael Fox. Number 21, junior Cooper Gould. Number 23, senior Liam McCarty. And number 24, sophomore Carter Soronka. So you look at that lineup, there's a lot of starters missing for the Newman Cardinals. And they're missing Lucas Piffner because of illness tonight, Lucas Erdman. Quincy Fender has not been medically cleared to play yet, but we expect him back soon. So here tonight, Cardinals will have to go pretty deep into their roster and their bench against Athens. For the Athens Blue Jays here this evening, starters, number 2, Nick Pittman. He is a senior. Number 3, Riley Schultz-Becker. He is a junior. Number 10, Dax Diethelm. He is a sophomore. Number 11, Jordan Fromm, who is a junior. And number 12, Brock Beattie. He is a sophomore. Both teams, just one senior in the respective starting lineups. A couple of sophomores and a pair of juniors for Athens. A couple of sophomores and a pair of juniors for the Newman Cardinals as well. What we're going to do is take one more quick break and then come back with the opening tip. Newman and Athens in high school boys basketball, 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
And we are back, ready to go here in the boys basketball action between the Newman Cardinals and the Athens Blue Jays. Cardinals wearing the road red with the white numerals and the Columbia blue trim, while the Blue Jays wearing their home white with the blue numerals and the black trim. Newman Catholic will go from left to right in the first half of play. Jumping center for the Cards will be Liam McCarty up against Brock Beatty, and McCarty wins the tap. Cardinals have it, and we are underway. Left-hand side. Oh, ball is battled for, stripped away, but there to grab it on the left-hand side is McCarty. Goes up from the left wing, no good from 10 feet away. Weak side rebound grabbed by Damian Pent. Cardinals, second chance. Left-hand side, Cooper Gold, but then as he tried to dribble, penetrates, he spun the wheels, gets called for traveling. So, turnover on the Cards, and now the Blue Jays will take possession. Interesting, the girls. The Cardinals were on the bench right below me, and the Blue Jays were off to the left. Here in this game, it's the Blue Jays that are off below me, and the Cards to the left. Going to the basket, taking a nice feed with Riley Schultz-Becker. He is fouled going up for the running layup, and he'll get a couple of free throws. And the big difference is, during the first game, I had all the Newman fans that were sitting right around me. But here, they all moved over to the left, sitting behind the Newman Cardinal bench here in game number two. So interesting, as the first free throw is back bracketed and no good for Riley Schultz-Becker. One more to come. Athens 0-1, Newman Catholic 0-3. Second free throw rolls off, no good. Battle for the rebound and a foul coming up on Athens. So the Cardinals will get it back. Brock Beatty gets called for the foul, his first team foul, number one. Athens will set up some pressure in the backcourt. Inbounded, taken by Damian Pent. Damian gets it off to Cooper Gould. Gould back to Pent on the right-hand side. He will cross the timeline, get into the forecourt. Now penetrates, goes to the basket, draws the contact. Will that be in the act of shooting or not? That's the question. Foul is called on Nick Pittman, and it will be called in the act of shooting. In fact, no, I guess not. I was surprised. I think the Cardinals didn't realize that the official was going to indicate. The official near the scores table then just sort of let it go as Cardinals just inbound it. I have not seen that before, but the Cardinals will have it. Left-hand side, Michael Fox. Fox, 15 feet from the basket. Sirwanka, top of the key, moves it right wing side, Cooper Gould. Gould stops, 22 feet from the basket. Ball is stripped and stolen. Grabbed by Schultz-Becker. Schultz-Becker goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Cardinals will have to take care of the basketball. Cannot afford to give up those transition and easy baskets. 2-0 Athens, a minute 10 into the game. Newman, left-hand side. With it is Gould. Between the circles, Sirwanka. Moves it right wing side, Damian Pent. Damian goes up for a three-pointer. Hits it. Damian Pent from 21 feet away, right-hand side. And the Cardinals take their first lead, 3-2. 16:33 to go in the first half. Right-hand side with it is Dax Diethelm. Diethelm looking to dribble penetrate. He'll get to the right block. Forces up the 5-foot fadeaway. Off the window, no good. And the rebound grab by Cooper Gould for the Cards. He'll bring it over the timeline. Moves it right-hand side, Damian Pent. Damian, bounce pass. Cooper Gould near the right block. Up with the right hand. Hit the side of the backboard, and that is out of play. And it was deflected, however. the Cardinals are leaving again. They thought it was going to go over to Athens, but it's going to be Newman Ball. I wasn't so sure, but I think the Cardinals here early on are going to have to keep a close eye on these officials, because the first time they were giving them two free throws and they inbounded it, and here they're walking to the other end when it's their ball. I'm not sure either call was correct, but nevertheless, the Cardinals will inbound. Out top, Soronka. Soronka moves it right wing side to Fox. Fox stops, gets it between the circles. McCarty. McCarty, left wing side, Cooper Gould. Cooper gets it back out top, and the ball thrown into the backcourt, but saving it. Nice tap by Carter Soronka, saving a turnover for the Cardinals. Now with it is Damian Pent, up from 13. Off the mark, no good. Rebound fought for, and it goes out of bounds. Trying to save it was Liam McCarty, but the ball had hit the end line, and the ball goes over to Athens. .15:43 to go, first half. Newman Catholic off to a 3-2 lead over Athens. Into the front court comes Dax Detelm. Moves it right-hand side, Riley Schultz-Becker. 30 feet from the basket. Moves it left, Nick Pittman. Pittman, left wing side to Dax Detelm. Detelm gets it back out top. Wide open three for Beatty. Back bracket no good. Rebound is grabbed by Michael Fox for the Cards. Back up court comes Newman, thrown away. Unforced turnover to the basket. Detelm lays it up and in. Back court pass that was just a floater, that was an easy pick and an easy basket. 4-3 Athens, 15:05 to go in the first half. Left hand side with it is Cooper Gould. Gould looking baseline, Cooper to the basket, lays it up, came up short, but he is fouled. Knocked to the floor hard, and a couple of free throws coming up for junior Cooper Gould. An inadvertent horn, no substitution, as going to the free throw line is Gould, and that free throw comes up short, no good. And now there is a substitution, as coming in is Eli Paul for Athens, replacing Nick Pittman. One more free throw now for Cooper Gould. That one is no good as well. When you're shorthanded like the Cards, you got to take advantage of every opportunity, and that includes free throws. Pass inside, ball was partially blocked, but a foul will be called. Both Damian Pent and Cooper Gould were there against Dak Diethelm. The foul will be called on Cooper Gould. That's his first. Team foul number two, and free throws coming up for Diethelm. Free throw, Honeycomb's out, no good. So now Athens is 0-3 from the line. Cardinals are 0-2, so a little bit of a slow start for the free throw shooting in this game. Second free throw, no good as well. Carter Soronka has it bounce off his hands, hits the end line, and that is out of bounds. So the ball will stick with the Blue Jays, and they will inbound under their offensive basket. Looking to inbound, move left wing side. With it is Schultz-Becker. Tried to go baseline, kicks it left corner. Three-pointer for Eli Paul is good. So Eli Paul off the bench, hitting a triple for the Blue Jays, and they lead by a score of 7-3. Cardinals will bring it back up court. With it out top is Michael Fox. Fox dribbles to the left, now stops, now needs some help, and a whistle away from the basketball. He is trying to post up down low with Liam McCarty. He was being pushed in the back by Brock Beatty, and Beatty will be called for the foul. Cards will inbound on the baseline, but first jumping in will be Caleb Craycraft for Athens, replacing Brock Beatty. Cardinals looking to inbound. Left-hand side with it is McCarty. McCarty moves it left wing side, taken there by Michael Fox. Fox has it tipped away, goes out of bounds off the foot of Michael Fox. So another turnover on the Cards, goes back over to Athens. 14:22 to go, first half. 7-3, Blue Jays with the lead. Crossing the timeline will be Eli Paul, moves it right wing side, Dax Diethelm. Diethelm about 25 feet from the basket, stops his dribble, moves it left hand side, good grab made by Eli Paul. Paul moves it further left, Caleb Craycraft, he'll try a three, and that's an air ball. Air mailed it, goes out of bounds off of Athens. Not too thrilled with that shot was Jeremy Penny, the head coach of the Blue Jays. And now back up court comes Newman Catholic. With it out top is Damian Pent. Pent dribbles, now stops. Looking, moves it left-hand side. Taken there by Everett Pent, who's come into the game. Now right-hand side with it is Michael Fox. Fox going to the basket. Tries the runner. No good. Rebound grabbed underneath. Laid up and no good by McCarty. And it goes out of bounds off of Athens. Oh, that was a good look after getting the offensive board by McCarty. Just could not finish. So now the Cards will inbound again. With it is Fox. Fox in the lane. Goes up from 12. Off to the right. No good. And the air ball goes out of bounds. 7-3 Athens. 13:32 to go in the first half. Blue Jays will take possession. Back up court. With it is Riley Schultz-Becker, junior guard, crossing the timeline. He'll pass it right wing side. Taken by Eli Paul. Paul, 25 feet from the basket. Moves it left to Craycraft. Craycraft back to Paul. Paul looking to penetrate, moves it right wing. With it is Diethelm. Diethelm swings it left to Riley Schultz-Becker. Now he'll penetrate. Goes between the double team. Passes on the left-hand side to Craycraft. But he'll kick it back on the right wing side, Eli Paul. Paul, one dribble. Hits the cutter, Craycraft. Goes to the basket. No good. Good defense. Putting a block shot attempt with Liam McCarty. Now McCarty straight down court, and he'll pull up and hit from 10 feet away. So McCarty started it with some good defense and then finishes in the lane from 10 feet away. 7-5, Athens. Right-hand side, Riley Schultz-Becker, 24 feet from the basket. He'll penetrate, stops, pops from 12, hits it. That was an impressive play by Riley Schultz-Becker. Very smooth. Dribble, penetrate, then up quickly and nothing but net from 12 feet away. And then the Cardinals throw it away. Getting to the timeline was Fox, tried a bounce pass. Left-hand side to Damian Pent, but off target. Goes into the student section for the Athens Blue Jays. Turnover on the Cards, and goes back over to Athens. 9-5 Athens, 12:23 to go, first half. Right-hand side with it is Eli Paul. Paul looks inside, now kick back. Right-hand side, Diethelm. Now he throws it away, trying to go out top to Jordan Frame, but it goes over the head of Frame into the Athens bench. Shake of the head from Jeremy Penny again right in front of me. And we get a whistle and a timeout call by Jeff Waldvogel and the Cardinals. 12:13 to go first half, 9-5. Athens with the lead. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? If it's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
Out of the timeout, a 12-foot jumper by Damian Pent rolls off, and the rebound's grabbed by Dax Diethelm for Athens. Came back. I thought it was a 60-second timeout. It was actually a 30. So now a three-pointer left wing side. No good by Nick Pittman for the Blue Jays. Rebound's grabbed by Damian Pent. Damian will work his way into the lane. Go to the basket. Off-balance shot. No good. Rebound McCarty. McCarty will lay it up and in. Liam McCarty with his second basket has four early points, and the Cards back to within two. At 9-7, right elbow, 15-foot jumper is good by Riley Schultz-Becker. We heard again in the pregame that Coach Waldvogel said that is the player that the Cardinals have to keep in check, but he is off to a fast start with 6 points, 11-7 Athens. Left-hand side, Damian Pent, moved to the right wing side, Michael Fox. Fox goes up from 17, hits it from near the right elbow, just behind the right elbow, Michael Fox. His first points of the game, 11-9, 10:55 to go in the half. Back into the forecourt comes Athens. Right wing, three-pointer for Eli Paul. A little bit strong, no good. Rebound is fought for and grabbed by the Cardinals and Carter Soronka. So now Newman back into the front court. Chance to tie or take the lead. Left-hand side, Damian Pent. Pent, 23 feet from the basket. trying to post up is McCarty. McCarty will take it in the lane. McCarty going to the basket, turns, fires, misses from 5 feet away. Rebound is grabbed by Riley Schultz-Becker. Back up court quickly. Schultz-Becker to the basket, and he'll be blocked as sliding it out of bounds is Liam McCarty for the Cardinals. 10:26 to go, first half, 11-9. Athens, they will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Off the inbounds, and nobody picked up Nick Pittman. Easy, that's way too easy. A little inbounds pass, Pittman all by himself on the right-hand side, hits the three-pointer, and it's now 14-9. Cards kind of fell asleep on that inbounds play. Left-hand side, with it is Michael Fox. Fox will back it up. Between the circles, Everett Pent. Pent moves it right wing side. Carter Sawanka now down low. Fox. Fox will dribble. Fox will now work his way into the lane. Fox stops. Gets doubled. Now needs some help. Carter Sawanka. Sawanka passes it off. Now with it is McCarty. McCarty right corner. Sawanka on the wing. Back inside McCarty. McCarty goes up. Misses from 6 feet away. Rebound is grabbed by Jordan Frame. Now into the forecourt, Riley Schultz-Becker. Left corner, wide open is Pittman. Another three attempt. This time he misses, but the rebound grabbed underneath. No good on the putback by Frame. Another offensive board. Shot is no good by Eli Paul. And now the ball goes knocked out of bounds. I think a foul will be called on the Cardinals. Yep. Carter Soronka will be called for the foul. Too many opportunities on this set for the Blue Jays. And a couple of free throws now for Jordan Frame. First free throw rolls off, no good. Substitution, Caleb Craycraft back in for Athens, and Nick Pittman will take a seat on the bench. Second free throw rolls down. 1-for-2 trip for Jordan Frame. 15-9 lead for Athens, 9.5 minutes to go in the first half. Into the front court come the Cards. Right-hand side, Michael Fox. Fox moves it left, taken by McCarty. Further left, Michael Fox. Now back out top. Right wing side, Damian Pent. Pent around the screen, top of the key. Gives it back to McCarty. McCarty left-hand side. Three-pointer for Fox. Rolls off, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Caleb Craycraft for Athens. Back up court, now come the Blue Jays. Now into the lane, Riley Schultz-Becker goes to the basket. Blocked from behind, but a foul will be called. Ooh. Look fairly clean from this angle, but the whistle blows. Riley Schultz-Becker will head to the free throw line. Jeff Waldvogel wants a further explanation on that one. First free throw is good. One more to come now for Riley Schultz-Becker. 1-for-3 at the stripe, has 7 points in the game. Second free throw is no good. Liam McCarty will grab that rebound for the Cards. 16-9, 9 minutes even to go. The clock is not moving. It still says 9:01. There it goes. And now with it is Fox. Fox left elbow. He'll try a 14-footer and hit it. Michael Fox hits the shot. His second basket, he has 4 points, makes it 16-11. Left-hand side, Detelm. Detelm, 17 feet from the basket, now works his way near the top of the key. Moves it right. Long three for Schultz-Becker is good. That was a good 3.5 feet behind the arc. Right-hand side by Riley Schultz-Becker. He now has 10. It's a 19-11 lead for the Blue Jays. Going inside, stripped from Damian Pent and stolen away. Back up court comes Athens. Left-hand side, Dak Detelm. Detelm goes baseline to the basket, lays it up and in. Dak Detelm with his second basket. And now it's a 10-point lead, and Coach Waldvogel wants time. 8:15 to go, first half. 21-11 is the lead for Athens. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
8:15 to go in the first half, 21-11. Athens with the lead. Cardinals will bring it up court. Crossing the timeline, Michael Fox moves it right-hand side, Damian Pent. Pent, his pass is deflected. Ball is loose. Battle for. Still loose on the floor. Still battle for. And dug out by Damian Pent. Pent, right-hand side, Soranka. Looks inside towards McCarty. And McCarty will be fouled from behind by Riley Schultz-Becker. Number one on Riley Schultz-Becker, number five on the team. Cards will inbound on the baseline. Taken out top. With it is Pent. Pent looking to penetrate. Pent into the lane. Had the ball stripped, and the ball is picked up by Riley Schultz-Becker. And now Becker will be fouled near the timeline. It's coming from behind with Damian Pent. And Damian will be called for the personal. Fifth team foul on the Cardinals. Number one on Damian Pent. Both teams now with five, so each has one to give before the bonus. With it is Riley Schultz-Becker, moves it on the right-hand side. Taking it, wide open three for Dax Diethelm, his back bracketed, no good. Climbing up and snagging that rebound for the Cardinals, Liam McCarty. Back up court comes Newman, left-hand side, Michael Fox. Fox looking inside, ball tipped away from McCarty, but he'll save it. McCarty near the top of the key, moves it left, Cooper Gould. Gould gets it center circle to Soranka. Soranka moves it right wing side, Damian Pent goes baseline to the basket. Running layup is no good. Rebound is grabbed by Eli Paul. Ahead, Brock Beatty. Beatty, left-hand side. Moves in on the wing to Craycraft. He'll try a three way off the mark, an air ball. Rebound is snagged by Liam McCarty for the Cardinals. Newman will bring it back up court. Crossing the timeline. 7 minutes to go in the first half. 21-11 Athens. Right-hand side, Cooper Gould. Moves it further right, Carter Soranka. Soranka, 21 feet from the basket. Gets it back out top, Damian Pent. Soranka, bounce pass, McCarty bobbles it, gets it back near the right block. He'll be bumped from behind and a foul coming up on Athens. Cardinals, very few substitutions, a lot more for the Athens Blue Jays. Cardinals again missing Lucas Pifner and Lucas Erdman, normally starters. Inbounded, taken by McCarty, and McCarty from the right block from 2 feet away hits it. McCarty off to a very active start. Both offensively and defensively, has 6 points, 21-13, 6:37 in the half. Right-hand side, with it is Riley Schultz-Becker. He'll go up from 16. Air ball short, but the rebound grabbed by Pittman. Kicks it back out. Long three for Eli Paul, and he'll rattle it down. Second triple for Eli Paul. 6 points for him, 11-point lead for Athens, 24-13, 6:17 in the half. Down the lane, Fox. Fox to the basket. Left-handed layup is no good. Rebound is grabbed by Nick Pittman for Athens. He'll bring it up court, crossing the timeline. Top of the key, left wide open. Goes up for three, no good. Rebound snagged by Cooper Gould for the Cards. So Newman will get it back. Crossing the timeline is Michael Fox. He'll bring it to the right wing side. Gets it out top, McCarty. McCarty moves it left wing side, Damian Pent. Damian back towards McCarty, but getting a hand on it was Riley Schultz-Becker. Knocks it out of bounds, and the ball will stay with the Cardinals. Cooper Gould on the baseline, under his offensive basket, looking to inbound. Left-hand side, with it is Michael Fox. Fox, 21 feet from the hole. Moves it right. Soranka has go off his fingertips, but chases it down in front of the Athens bench. Gives it back to Damian Pent. Damian will work his way between the circles. Moves it left. Michael Fox, down low, left block, with his McCarty. McCarty under the basket, misses the layup. Oh, that was a good look. Just a little bit too much on it. And the rebound to Riley Schultz-Becker. That was a good feed, everything went well, but not able to finish. Three-pointer from the right wing side by Eli Paul is no good, and another rebound for Liam McCarty. Over the timeline comes Cooper Gould for the Cards. Dribbles in the center circle on the big Athens Blue Jay. Around the screen to the right wing. Right corner, three-pointer for Fox. Air ball. Rebound is loose on the floor. Still battle for and a tie-up. Cooper Gould and Riley Schultz-Becker with the arrow pointing towards Athens. So the Blue Jays up by 11, 24-13, 4:55 to go in the first half. Into the front court comes Riley Schultz-Becker. Gives it off to Jordan Frame. Frame back over to Diethelm. He'll go down the lane, and it'll be swatted away again by Liam McCarty out of bounds. again, McCarty's been very active, been a big presence at both ends of the floor. Substitution for the Cards as Everett Pent comes in, replacing Carter Sirwanka. Inbounded, taken out top by Frame. Frame moves it between the circles to Eli Paul. Back to Frame, bounce pass. Riley Schultz-Becker, 23 feet from the basket. Still on the dribble, kicks it back out top, taken by Nick Pittman. Back on the right wing side to Schultz-Becker. He'll look towards the coach who calls out the play. Now Schultz-Becker back near the timeline, works his way to the top of the key. Now to the right elbow, now will go up and hit the 17-footer. Boy, he moved from right to left, back to the right, and then hits the shot. 26-13, Athens with the lead. Left wing, three-pointer for Damian Pent is no good. That was a quick shot. I don't think that's one that the Cards want. Long pass ahead. Ahead of the pack is Frame, but he misses the layup. And the rebound to Liam McCarty for the Cardinals. 4 minutes even to go first half, 26-13, Athens with the lead. Left-hand side for the Cards, Cooper Gould. He'll lob it in over the top of Liam McCarty, and it flies out of bounds. Carter Sirwanka back into the game for the Cards. Back in is Brock Beatty for the Blue Jays. And a timeout is called by Athens. 26-13 Blue Jays, 3:51 to go in the first half. Back in 30 seconds here on 98.9 WXCO.
What does the 50th anniversary of Title IX mean? It means I'm valued, I'm empowered, I can do anything. It means I'll pave the way for every girl who plays high school sports in the future. Just like every female student, coach, official, and administrator blazed the trail for me. Because every student deserves the opportunity to play. Encourage girls you know to participate in Wisconsin high school sports.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
.350 to go in the first half, 26-13 Athens. Athens will bring it up court. Riley Schultz-Becker crossing the timeline. He's at a big half. Now moves it left wing side, taken there by Eli Paul. Paul gets it back out top. That's Nick Pittman. Pittman moves it to Riley Schultz over on the right wing side. Riley Schultz-Becker back between the circles. Right wing side, Brock Beatty. Beatty has it knocked away. Excuse me, that's Dax Diethelm. Now Beatty out top, moves it left wing side to Riley Schultz-Becker. 23 feet from the basket, swings it right wing side. Now into the right corner, Diethelm. Diethelm works around the screen. Now into the lane, goes to the basket. Left-handed layup is good. That was a good drive by Dax Diethelm. And then used the left hand to finish. He has 6 points, and stretching it out right now are the Blue Jays. They lead 28-13 as we near 3 minutes to go in the first half. Damian Pent hands it off. Michael Fox. Fox to the right wing, 23 feet from the basket. Inside is McCarty. McCarty gets doubled, forces up the shot, rolls down. Tough shot for Liam McCarty. Again, he's playing really well in this first half. He now has 8 points. That was a three players really in the general area and two right in the grill, and he still was able to drop it from 8 feet away. Left-hand side, Dax Diethelm. Diethelm gets it back out top. Nick Pittman. Pittman, right wing side. With it is Brock Beatty, and then throws it away. He was about to release it. It left his fingers, and you can just see he wanted it back because he saw his teammate wasn't looking, but it did not stick. It ends up out of bounds, and a turnover gives it back to the Cardinals. 2:28 to go, first half, 28-15, Athens with the edge. Right-hand side, Everett Pent, 23 feet from the basket. Near the center circle, Cooper Gould, ball nearly stolen, but grabbed on the left-hand side by Michael Fox. Fox in the center circle. Fox still dribbles. Fox now to the left elbow, takes an extra step, and that will be traveling. Stop, tried to stop his dribble, but did a little hop, and that will lead to the turnover. Athens will bring it back up court. With it is Riley Schultz-Becker crossing the timeline. Schultz-Becker near the top of the key. Steps back. Goes up for a three. Came up short. No good. Rebounds grabbed by Dax Diethelm. Diethelm left block. Top of the key to Beatty. Now left wing side Pittman. Back out top. Riley Schultz-Becker moves it left corner. Wide open is Eli Paul. Misses the three-pointer. Rebound is grabbed by the Cardinals and Cooper Gould. So Newman gets it back. Crossing the timeline is Cooper Gould. Moves it right-hand side to Michael Fox. Back out top. Now left wing side. Cooper Gould. Gould Now into the lane. Moves it right wing side. Three-pointer for Everett Pent is off the backboard. No good. Rebound is snagged by Brock Beatty. Now here comes Athens back into the forecourt. Handoff with it is Dax Diethelm with a minute 20 in the half. 13-point lead for Athens. Center circle is holding it as Eli Paul. Looks like they're willing to milk a little clock on this possession. Now left corner. Kick back out. With it is Dax Diethelm. Gives it off to Eli Paul. Paul, still 35 feet from the basket. Right-hand side, Riley Schultz. Becker stripped of the ball. Carter Soronka got his hands on that one for the Cards, and Newman gets it back with 55 seconds in the half. Left-hand side, Michael Fox, 22 feet from the basket. Near the center circle, Cooper Gould moves it right-wing side. Everett Pent. Now back to the left-wing side. With it is Cooper Gould, but he fumbles it into the hands of Eli Paul. Back up court come the Blue Jays. Left wing, three-pointer for Nick Pittman is good. Transition after the turnover, wide open three from the left for Pittman. His second triple of the game, 31-15. Biggest lead for Athens, 24 seconds to go in the first half. Ball is nearly stolen, battle for it at the timeline. Picked up by the Cardinals. With it is Everett Pent. Pent drops it down low, Soronka goes to the basket, lays it up, no good. Rebound, McCarty puts it back up and in. Double digits for Liam McCarty. 8 seconds in the half, 31-17. Into the forecourt, Riley Schultz-Becker down the three. Right wing, 24-footer. Rattles out, no good, and that will do it for the first half of play. 31-17. Athens with the lead over New McCathic. We'll come back, look at the scoring of this first half coming up next. This is New McCathic High School football on New McCathic High School boys basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Chad Holmes back from Athens High School. It is halftime of the second half of this basketball twin bill tonight. First up, it was the girls with Newman Catholic winning 56-49 over Athens. And here in the boys' game, it is halftime, and the Athens Blue Jays have a 31-17 lead over the Newman Catholic Cardinals. Let's take a look at the scoring of the first half of play. For Newman Catholic, very good first half for Liam McCarty. He had 10 points on 5 2-point field goals. Pair of baskets for Michael Fox for 4 points. A basket, a 3-point field goal for Damian Pent for 3 points. For Newman Catholic, 7 2-pointers, 1 3-pointer, and the Cardinals were 0-for-2 at the free throw line in the first half of play. For the Athens Blue Jays, big first half for Riley Schultz-Becker. He had 12 points. He had 4 2-pointers, a 3-pointer, was 1 out of 4 at the free throw line. Three different players had 6 points for Athens, a pair of 3-pointers for 6 points for Nick Pittman, a pair of 3-pointers for 6 points for Eli Paul, and Dax Diethelm had 6 points on 3 2-point field goals, and he was 0-for-2 at the free throw line. And also 1 point scored by Jordan Frame. He is 1-for-2 at the free throw line. 7 2-pointers, 5 3-pointers, and 2 out of 8 at the stripe for Athens in the first half of play. So the Blue Jays with a 31-17 lead over the Newman Catholic Cardinals at the end of the first half. Thanks again to our sponsors, including Cloverbell Credit Union. Cloverbell Credit Union since 1936. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong. Great rate financing for cars, trucks, recreational vehicles, and mortgages. You can get further information online at ccuwausau.com. Again, Cloverbell Credit Union, terrific supporter of our high school sports broadcast, including the Newman Catholic Cardinals, here on 98.9 WXCO. 31-17, Cardinals very, very, very shorthanded. I'm missing four of their starters here tonight. Quincy Fender still out with that dislocated ankle suffered during football. He is expected back soon, though. And then there's illness for Lucas Piffner. He is out. Lucas Erdman is out. Griffin Pent got injured on Friday last week. He is out. So, again, it's very shorthanded for the Cardinals, but they're battling hard in it, especially Liam McCarty. Very impressed with McCarty here in the first half of play. We'll take one more timeout and then come back with the second half of this one. Newman Catholic 31 and, we should say, Athens 31 and Newman Catholic 17. Second half coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
The WIAA admits a football playoff qualifying error, plus changes could be coming to football playoffs. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a Wisports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. At meetings Tuesday at Madison West High School and Greenfield High School that featured coaches, players, and administrators, WIAA Executive Director Stephanie Hauser acknowledged the association erred in its application of tiebreakers for football playoff qualifying, improperly leaving out both teams. The admission comes after controversy arose when the football playoff qualifying released the day after the final regular season games did not include Madison West or Greenfield, while Edgewood and Pewaukee were included, it turns out erroneously, due to the misapplication of a tiebreaker. This despite others, myself included, alerting the WIAA it appeared they had made a mistake. While somewhat unrelated, just a day later, the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association released a proposal that would change how football playoffs work for qualifying, regional groupings, and seeding. Under the plan, which will work its way through the WIAA committee process for possible vote in early February, teams would be awarded points for wins, with more points assigned the higher the division of the opponent. Divisional placement would be done before the year, and teams would qualify within their own division. Adding in points from opponents defeated would result in a final score that would be used to get into the postseason and seed teams within the brackets. Get more details at wisports.net. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Start of the second half here at Athens High School. Newman Catholic trailing Athens 31-17. 10 points for Liam McCarty to lead Newman. 12 points for Riley Schultz-Becker to pace Athens. Cardinals have the basketball, and the second half is underway. Right-hand side, Damian Pent looking down low, grabbed by McCarty. McCarty up from five, came up short, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Brock Beatty for Athens. Back up court come the Blue Jays. Left-hand side with it is Detelm. Detelm, 21 feet from the basket, dribbles with the right hand, works his way between the circles. Now right-hand side to Beatty. Beatty holds it. Now gives it off. Riley Schultz-Becker, right wing in front of the Athens bench. He'll back it up 30 feet from the hole. Now works his way between the circles, moves it over to Detelm. Detelm into the lane, stripped of the basketball, goes out of bounds. It was knocked off the leg of the driving Dax Detelm. Out of bounds, and the ball goes over to Newman. Detail was looking around like it didn't hit me, but it appeared from even up here that it did after the ball was knocked away, went off his leg before going out of bounds. So the Cardinals get it back. Left hand side with it is Damian Pent. Pent looking inside, ball tipped away. Trying to go inside towards Fox, it was knocked away, picked off by Athens. So now the Blue Jays back into the forecourt, crossing the timeline. Riley Schultz-Becker. Schultz-Becker will work his way to the right. Oh, may have got away with the walk. Top of the key. Beatty, he'll try a three and hit it. Brock Beatty gets his first points of the game. It is the sixth three-pointer for Athens, 34-17, 16:45 to go. Left-hand side with it is Cooper Gould. Now trying to penetrate his Fox, goes up from 12, came up short, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Nick Pittman for Athens. Moves it ahead to the basket, Detelm. Good pass underneath, blocked from behind. McCarty swats it away from Brock Beatty. Takes away a layup. Big play. What an athletic play, again, by Liam McCarty. Cardinals back into the front court. Right-hand side, Damian Pent goes inside to Fox, and Fox from the right-hand side hits the floating six-footer. Michael Fox now has 6 points. 34-19, 16-10 to go. Right-hand side with it is Dax Detelm. 22 feet from the basket. Gets it out top, Nick Pittman. Now left-hand side. Looking to penetrate is Riley Schultz-Becker. Skips it right-hand side. Pittman moves it on the wing. Wide open three. Beatty, no good. But the rebound, Detelm, who will lay it up and in. Cardinals not able to clear the board that time, and Dax Detelm gets the basket. He has 8 points. 36-19, 15:44 to go. Right block. With it is McCarty. And a whistle and a walk is called as Liam McCarty tried to work his way to the basket. Substitution back in now for Athens is Eli Paul. He will replace Nick Pittman. Dax Detelm will now cross the timeline for the Blue Jays. Passes left. With it is Riley Schultz-Becker. Gets it back out top. Brock Beatty. Beatty moves it right wing side to Dax Detelm. Detelm, 20 feet from the basket. Left-hand side, Beatty. Beatty goes up for a three. No good. Fight for the rebound. Tipped. And it will be saved. And who is it off of? It was off of Newman. Saving the basketball at the end line was Jordan Frame. He threw it off the body of a Cardinal. And the ball will stay with Athens. Looking to inbound and taken underneath by Frame from the right block. Misses the shot. Rebound grabbed underneath. Putback is no good by Beatty. And this time the board is tipped and grabbed by the Cardinals and Michael Fox. Fox will move it left-hand side. Damian Pitt, 22 feet from the basket. Gets it back out top to Cooper Gould. Soronka in front of the Cardinal bench. Now posting up and a pass from Damian Pent inside towards Liam McCarty out of the reach of the Cardinal senior, and it flies out of bounds. 14:55 to go, 36-19 Athens with the lead. Right-hand side, Eli Paul hits the cutter. With it is Frame. Frame underneath, misses the layup. Rebound tipped, but grabbed underneath and laid up and in by Dax Diethelm. Double digits now for Dax Diethelm at 10 points, 38-19, 14:35 to go. Into the front court comes Newman, right wing side. With it is Michael Fox, looks down low. Reverse layup attempt is no good. An athletic move again by McCarty, but could not finish. And the rebound is controlled by Dax Diethelm for Athens. He will cross the timeline. Diethelm near the center circle, dribbles, man-to-man defense. In his grill is Cooper Gould. Now with it out top is Riley Schultz-Becker. 17-footer off to the right, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Liam McCarty for the Cardinals. Back up court now comes Cooper Gould for the Cards. Crossing the timeline. Gould dribbles, works his way to the left wing side. Left corner, Michael Fox. He'll try a three-pointer. Hits the front iron, no good. Rebound is cleared by Riley Schultz-Becker for the Blue Jays. Gets it into the front court. Riley Schultz-Becker, left wing side. Still dribbles, stops 20 feet from the basket. Now needs some help. Moves it deep left corner. Taking it there is Eli Paul. Paul pops from 10 feet away, rolls off no good. Ball is out of bounds off of Athens. .13:31 to go, 38-19. Athens with the lead. Damian Pent will work his way up court now for the Cardinals. Moves it left-hand side, Cooper Gould. His pass is off the fingertips of Fox, picked off by Nick Pittman. Now Pittman gets it down low. Pittman bobbled, ball is tipped, ball is loose and picked up by Fox. Long pass ahead, McCarty. McCarty, right-hand side stops, moves it right wing. Damian Pent, Pent to the right block. Now with it is McCarty. McCarty turns, fires, misses from 5 feet away. And the rebound snagged again by Jordan Frame for Athens. Left corner, open three for Nick Pittman. Front iron no good. Rebound grabbed by Eli Paul. Paul to the basket, misses the layup, and the rebound grabbed this time by Damian Pent. Pent will push it up the left-hand side. Pent into the lane. Pent stops. His pass deflected away by Frame and out of bounds. 12:45 to go. Substitution for the Cards as coming in is Everett Pent. And Carter Sirwanka will take a seat. 38-19, Blue Jays. Left-hand side, Michael Fox, 22 feet from the basket. Further left, taken inside now by McCarty. Left block, goes up. He will be fouled, and he'll get free throws. Good position on the near block by Liam McCarty. Took the feed from Cooper Gould, and now Liam McCarty will look to add to the 10 points he scored in the first half. Senior takes his time at the stripe, takes a long look at the front iron. And the first free throw rattles out, no good. One more to come as checking back in is Riley Schultz-Becker after a very short break. Dax Diethelm will take a seat on the bench. One more free throw now for Liam McCarty. That one is good. 11 points for Liam. 38-20 is the score, 12:35 to go. Athens back into the forecourt. On the right-hand side, Riley Schultz-Becker, 25 feet away, gets it out top to Nick Pittman. Pittman, left wing. Three-pointer for Eli Paul is good. Quick release by Eli Paul. He has 3 three-pointers, all his points from behind the arc, 9 points for him. 41-20 the lead, 12:15 to go. Into the forecourt, the Cardinals. Fox, right wing, turns, fires, off the mark, rebound, weak side, grabbed, laid up, no good by Everett Pent. Another offensive board. Now left-hand side, Damian Pent. He'll try a shot, goes off the top of the backboard, and out of play. Ball back over to Athens. So So walking it up slowly will be Eli Paul. Cards back in action Monday night against Amherst at the Newman Gym. Right-hand side into the corner, taken by the Blue Jays. Rotated left wing, Eli Paul. Paul stops, now gets it back between the circles. Riley Schultz-Becker. He's looking for some help. Still looking, now moves it left-hand side to Pittman. Now back near the center circle. With it is Nick Pittman. Pittman, now right elbow, Eli Paul. Patience here in the offense for the Blue Jays. 22 feet from the basket, Eli Paul. He'll swing it left near the top of the key to Jordan Frame. Now left-hand side, Pittman. Pittman gets it out top, taken there by Eli Shearer. Shearer gets it down low. Now just right at the top of the key, Pittman. Pittman looking to penetrate, stops, moves it right wing side to Eli Paul. Paul gets doubled, now stops his dribble, looking for help. Finds Frame. Frame into the lane. Frame, a good ball fake, but stripped of it by McCarty, but getting it back with Frame. Kicks it outside. Three-point attempt for Paul is no good. Chased down in the far corner by the Cards and Cooper Gould. And then a double dribble on Newman. A little miscommunication in the backcourt between Cooper Gould and Everett Pent leads to a double dribble, and the ball turned back over to Athens. 10 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the second half. 41-20 is the lead for the Blue Jays. Near the timeline, Riley Schultz-Becker now for Athens gives it off to Dax Detelm. Detelm between the circles, moves it left to Nick Pittman. Pittman 27 feet from the basket, dribbles with the right hand, backs it up, hands it off now to Dax Detelm. Detelm works around the screen. Detelm into the lane, Detelm to the basket, misses the shot, but the rebound's grabbed by Frame, then he lost control of it and is picked up by the Cardinals and Michael Fox, but then he throws it away. Two on one. Drop down low, laid up, in, and a foul. Dax Detelm will have a chance for a three-point play. Poor outlet pass led to the two-on-one break and then the basket for Dax Detelm. He has 6.5, 12 in the game. And the lead, biggest of the evening for the Blue Jays, 43-20 with 10:21 to go. Free throw is good. And a timeout called by Jeff Waldvogel and the Cardinals. 10:21 to go. 44-20 is the lead for Athens. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
.44-20 lead for the Athens Blue Jays as the Cardinals bring it up court. Pass over the timeline, tipped away out of bounds. 10 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the game. Cards will inbound, tipped away into the backcourt. Getting there first is Michael Fox, but then he lost it. Picked up by Dax Detelm, misses the shot. Rebound tipped, grabbed by Nick Pittman. Pittman will now dribble it back out for Athens. He'll reset the offense near the center circle. Passes right-hand side, Jordan Frame. Frame 20 feet from the hole. Gets it back between the circles. A little bobble by Caleb Craycraft, but he does control it. Moves it left-hand side to Beatty. Beatty back inside the frame. Frame to the basket. Lays it up and in. That time was a good move by Beatty because right on him was McCarty. And McCarty would have been able to block it, but instead Beatty went to his right hand, and that was able to get it over the top of Liam McCarty and get the basket. 46-20, 9.5 minutes to go. Left-hand side, Soronka. 12-footer is good. Left corner jumper by Carter Soronka. His first points of the game. 46-22. as we near the midway point of the second half. Dax Diethelm moves it right hand side to Brock Beatty. Beatty 25 feet from the basket. Out top, Riley Schultz-Becker. Becker holds it, now dribbles with the right hand. Back on the right hand side to Beatty. Beatty holds it above his head. Still looking inside, but nowhere to put it. Nearly stolen out top as Cooper Gould on the defense. But back out top, taken there by Brock Beatty. Beatty, right wing side, Caleb Craycraft. Craycraft around the screen, could not get the shot off. Back quickly was Everett Pent to get it on the defense. Now looking to penetrate is Pittman. Has it stripped away and stolen. That was actually Schultz-Becker stolen. And then poked from behind out of bounds. As trying to bring it up court was Carter Cervanka. Poked from behind by Schultz-Becker out of bounds, but the Cardinals will keep possession. Inbounding it on the baseline under their offensive basket. In the right corner, Liam McCarty, 7-footer, a little bit strong, no good. Weak side rebound is grabbed by Craycraft for Athens. Blue Jays back into the front court near the top of the key. Now right wing side, Brock Beatty. Beatty, 23 feet from the hole. He'll work his way back out top, hand it off to Dax Diethelm. Diethelm, and now a whistle away from the basketball, and a push and a foul will be called on the Cardinals. Substitution is back in for the Cards will be Damian Pent. Taking a break will be Carter Cervanka. Out top, Eli Paul. Paul near the right elbow. Paul now moves it right-hand side, Caleb Craycraft. Back to Paul between the circles. Paul between the legs dribble, moves it right-wing side to Craycraft. Craycraft holds it 22 feet from the basket. Back out top, Dak Diethelm. Diethelm moves it left-wing side, that's Frame. Frame looking for the backdoor cutter, knocked away and stolen. Getting a handout was Liam McCarty, picked up by the Cards and Cooper Gould. Left-hand side, Damian Pent. Pent gives it back to McCarty. McCarty into the lane. McCarty will take it to the hole, lay it up and in. 13 for Liam McCarty. 46-24, 7:45 to go. Left-hand side, Dax Diethelm, 23 feet from the basket. Moves it out top, Caleb Craycraft. Craycraft moves it left, Jordan Frame. Again, patience in the half court. Right now we're seeing Athens work it, try to work the perimeter, and then get it inside. Dax Diethelm, between the legs dribble, top of the key to Beatty. Beatty left-hand side to Paul. Eli Paul, look baseline, got stopped by Cooper Gould. Back out top, Caleb Craycraft. Left wing side, Paul. Eli Paul, 22 feet from the basket. Paul gets it back out top, taken by Dax Diethelm. Diethelm, good defense by Michael Fox, he'll back it back up. Right-hand side, Caleb Craycraft. Craycraft, 24 feet from the basket. Craycraft going to the basket, draws the contact, makes the running layup, and he'll have a chance for a three-point play. That was a hard charge into the lane by Caleb Craycraft. He was going to force it in there, drew the contact, and then able to bang it off the backboard and drop it in. First points of the game for Craycraft. And the free throw is good. 49-24, Blue Jays, 6:59 to go in the game. Cardinals are inbound. Looks like a little bit, maybe a cut for Jordan Frame. He's going to take a walk over to the far side and visit with the trainer as the Cardinals will bring it up court. Right-hand side, Cooper Gould. Gould gets it top of the key to McCarty. McCarty, left-wing side, Damian Pent. Damian around the screen to the free throw line. Now looking for help. Moves it right-hand side to Michael Fox. Fox, 20 feet from the hole. Rotated left-wing side. With it is Cooper Gould. Top of the key. Three-pointer for Everett Pent. Comes up short, no good. Rebound is cleared by Athens. Back up court come the Blue Jays. Into the lane, Diethelm. Diethelm to the hole. Misses the running layup. And then a foul coming up on the Blue Jays. .628 on the clock, 49-24 Athens. Cardinals will get it back. And again, this is not the Cardinal team that I think anybody was expecting, because right now just injury and illness really causing some issues for Newman. But this group has battled hard here tonight. Ball is into the forecourt, knocked away, but dug out by Damian Pent, and the Cardinals will keep possession. Cooper Gould, 35 feet from the basket, right-hand side. Now works his way between the circles, passes left-hand side. Damian Pent. Pent back out top to Michael Fox. He'll try a three-pointer. High arching shot that was partially blocked, I believe. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Athens. So the Cardinals will keep possession. Cooper Gould on the baseline looking. Gets it in right corner. Jumper by Everett Pent is no good. Rebound underneath. Put back is no good, but Cooper Gould is fouled on the shot, and he'll get a couple of free throws. So two shots for Cooper Gould as he'll try to get on the score sheet. Join me tomorrow morning, 8 till 10 a.m., Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO. On Fridays, we get a chance to talk plenty of sports. Cardinal football coach Paul Micklig will be with me at 9:20 tomorrow morning. Mike Clemens, our civic media sports reporter, is in Detroit tonight with the Green Bay Packers. He'll have a full report. He'll be joining me at 8:34 tomorrow morning as well. So Paul Micklig at 9:20, Mike Clemens at 8:34, and we'll have plenty of sports talk tomorrow. Chad Holmes Show, 8 till 10 a.m. 1-for-2 free throw line trip for Cooper Gould, 49-25. Three-point attempt by Nick Pittman is good from just right at the top of the key. His third triple, he has all of his points from three-point land, 9 points in the game. 52-25, into the lane, Damian Pent. Goes to the basket, right-handed layup drops in. Good finish by Damian Pent, and a timeout call by Jeremy Penny and Athens. 52-27, 5:33 to go. Back in a moment. This is Newman Catholic High School Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
.533 to go in the game, 52-27 Athens. Blue Jays have the basketball. Riley Schultz-Becker will bring it over the timeline, works his way towards the left, now around the screen. Passes right-hand side, Caleb Craycraft. He'll try a three-pointer, a little bit strong, no good. And Everett Pent will pull down that rebound for Newman. Damian Pent will bring it over the timeline. Left-hand side, Cooper Gould. If you joined us late, the Cardinal girls defeated Athens 56-49 in the first game. Oh, ball stripped away. Picked up by Schultz-Becker. Schultz-Becker to the basket, and he'll lay it up and in. First points of the second half for Riley Schultz-Becker. He has 14 in the game. 5 minutes even to go. 54-27. Athens with the lead. Michael Fox will get it out top. Everett Pent. Now right-hand side. Ball knocked away and stolen again. Riley Schultz-Becker. He'll bring it into the forecourt. He will run right through a pair of Cardinals. I think that'll be a charge. Nope, they'll call a travel first. .444 to go, 54-27. Right now the Blue Jays doubling up the cards. Into the front court comes Newman. Right-hand side, Cooper Gould. Gets it back out top, Liam McCarty. McCarty into the lane. McCarty up from 10, no good, but he'll be fouled, and he'll get a chance at the free throw line. Well, Liam McCarty, the one starter available here tonight for the Cardinals, has done his job. I mean, he has been active on both ends. He's been good in the offensive part of the game, and he's also been good on the other end as well. Free throw rolls around, does not drop in. He is 1 out of 3 at the stripe, has 13 points in the game. Second free throw. Came up short, no good, and the rebound is cleared by the Blue Jays. Still 54-27, 4:22 to go. Right-hand side, Eli Paul, 30 feet from the hole. Dribbles with the left hand. Works his way near the top of the key. Passes off to Craycraft. Craycraft between the circles, Jordan Frame. Frame moves it left, Nick Pittman. Pittman back between the circles, Eli Paul. Paul will back it up, move it left-hand side, Dax Diethelm. Diethelm holds it, still dribbles. 24 feet from the basket. Patience in the half court again for Athens. Eli Paul to the free throw line. Moves it right wing side to Frame. Kicks it back out. Nick Pittman with this lead. Very content. I think they'll use a little clock is Athens. Now looking to penetrate. Diethelm moves it left corner. Long jumper rolls off no good by Caleb Craycraft. And the rebound, Cooper Gould for the Cardinals. So Gould will bring it up court now for Newman. Crossing the timeline. Moves it right. Michael Fox. Fox dribbles near the center circle. Passes off to McCarty. McCarty left-hand side, Cooper Gould. Gould to the left corner, stops. Now back out top, taken by Everett Pent. Pent moves it right to Damian Pent. Now McCarty swings it left. Michael Fox, 21 feet from the basket. He'll penetrate, pull up, misses from 16 feet away, and the rebound cleared by Nick Pittman for Athens. Back up court now come the Blue Jays. Moved left-hand side, Michael Fox. Dax Diethelm. Now right-hand side, Nick Pittman. Pittman 30 feet from the basket. Bobbled, but grabbed by Eli Paul. Left-hand side, Diethelm. Diethelm 21 feet from the basket. Diethelm will back it up. Moves it right wing side to Pittman. Pittman further right, Eli Paul. Paul into the lane. Paul stops, hands it off the Frame. Frame into the lane. Frame now gets doubled. Top of the key to Caleb Craycraft. And now resetting in the half court will be Athens with 2:35 to go. 54-27 Blue Jays. Right-hand side, Craycraft. Further right, taken by Jordan Frame. Frame dribbles with the left hand, gets it top of the key to Diethelm. Now right-hand side, Caleb Craycraft. Looking down low, posting up his Frame. Frame near the right block. Frame has a tip, but keeps control of it. And now kicks it back to Craycraft. Craycraft had it knocked away. Michael Fox got a hand on it. Picked up by Cooper Gould. Gould into the lane, drops it off. Here's McCarty, who lays it up and in. And he comes down. I think at first he wanted to slam dunk it, and then he decided just to lay it up and in, and he is down, and they're acting like he's cramping up. They're holding his left leg up like he's cramping. He did make the shot, but he went down, and Liam McCarty, at first you hold your breath because you don't want it to be a situation where it's a knee injury, and that's the first thought. And right now the trainer is looking at McCarty holding that left leg, and boy, that is the last thing that Newman Catholic needs right now. Liam McCarty has played exceptionally well, and he is still down under the basket being looked at by the trainer. So we are going to take a quick timeout, 2:07 to go in the game, 54-29, Athens with the lead. This is Newman Catholic Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
In education-based sports, sportsmanship is what matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In school sports, winning is exhilarating, but it isn't more important than how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Chad Holmes back here in Athens. Two minutes to go, 54-29. Right wing side, Eli Paul. Paul back out top, Brock Beatty. Beatty, left wing, taken there by Dax Diethelm. Diethelm, 22 feet from the basket. Between the circles, Eli Paul. Paul moves it right wing side, Beatty. Beatty, top of the key, Jordan Frame. Frame moves it left wing side to Paul. Paul looks inside, but nowhere to go. Tried to pass it, got deflected, but grabbed in the left corner. And now the pass gets thrown away by the Blue Jays out of bounds. 1:33 left, 54-29. Cards, fourth game of the season. They've all been tough ones. They played All bigger schools the first three. Now here tonight on the road, very shorthanded against Athens. So, again, it's a long season. But the thing you want to be concerned about right now is Liam McCarty. As he is on the bench. They were looking at his left leg, and I hope everything is okay. Hopefully it is something less serious than it potentially could be. Again, he went up, and I think at first he wanted to try and dunk the basketball. Instead, decided then to lay it up and in, and as he came down, he stayed down and was helped off the court. He's now on the bench, and his leg is stretched out on the left-hand side. So, again, no idea whether it's serious or not, but let's hope it's not. Pass inside Soronka. Soronka right block. Will bank it up. No good. Fight for the rebound. It will be grabbed by Athens. 1:15 to go. 54-29. Blue Jays with the lead. In the right corner, Eli Shire. Shire looks inside. Grabbing it there is Brock Beatty. Turns, fires, and rolls it down. So Brock Beatty has 7 points all in the second half. 56-29. 55 seconds to go. Left-hand side, Damian Pent gets it out to Soronka. Moves it right-hand side. With it is Michael Fox. Fox will pull off in 13 and hit it. Michael Fox hits the jumper from just inside the right elbow. 56-31, 38 seconds to go. Right-hand side, into the front court comes Athens. With it is Derek Yessa, who just came in. Yessa moves it over on the left to Eli Paul. 25 seconds to go. Now right-hand side, Eli Shire, freshman who's got a little bit of playing time, looks down low. Good grab, laid up and no good. Rebound grabbed and laid up and in by Brock Beatty. Beatty missed the first layup and then got his own rebound. Has 9 points, 58-31, 9 seconds to go. Cardinals back into the forecourt. Liam Glinecki just came into the game. Out top with it is Joseph Ratke, and that will do it as this one comes to an end. 58-31, the Cardinals fall tonight to the Athens Blue Jays. We'll come back, recap the scoring of this one coming up next. This is Newman Catholic High School boys basketball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. We'll be right back.
back again from Athens High School. We just saw Heroes on high school basketball matchups here tonight. On the girls' side, Newman Catholic wins 56-49, while here on the boys' side is Athens defeating Newman by a score of 58-31. Let's take a look at the numbers of this one. First of all, for the Newman Catholic Cardinals, great effort tonight for Liam McCarty at 15 points before unfortunately being injured late in the second half. Hopefully it's nothing serious, but he had 15 points, 7 baskets, 1 out of 4 at the free throw line. Also for the Cardinals, 8 points on 4 field goals for Michael Fox. 5 points scored by Damian Pent here tonight. He had a 2-pointer and a 3-pointer. 2 points on 1 basket for Carter Soranka. And also for the Cardinals, 1 point tonight for Cooper Gold, 1 for 4 at the free throw line. 13 2-pointers, 1 3-pointer, and 2 out of 8 at the free throw line tonight for the Newman Catholic Cardinals. For the Athens Blue Jays, 14 points for Riley Schultz-Becker. He had 5 2-pointers, a 3-pointer, and 1 out of 4 at the free throw line. 13 points scored tonight by Dax Diethelm. He had 6 baskets and was 1 out of 3 at the stripe. 9 points for Brock Beatty. He had 3 2-pointers and a 3-pointer. 9 points for Eli Paul on 3 3-point field goals. Nick Pittman had 9 points on 3 3-point field goals. Caleb Craycraft had 3 points, 1 2-pointer, and 1 for 1 at the stripe. And Jordan Frame had 1 point. He was 1 for 2 at the free throw line. 15 2-pointers, 8 3-pointers. 4 out of 10 for Athens from the free throw line. It was 31-17 Blue Jays at the end of the first half, and they outscore the Cardinals 27-14 in the second half and win it 58-31. Well, one win for Newman, one win for Athens here tonight in this girls-boys doubleheader. Tomorrow night we have high school hockey. The Wausau West Warriors will be taking on the Waukesha Wings over at the Marathon Park Ice Arena. We'll have live coverage of that one, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening face-off at 7 p.m. That's our next high school broadcast tomorrow night. Wausau West Hockey against Waukesha, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, again, the final scores. On the girls' side, Newman 56, Athens 49, and on the boys' side, it is Athens 58 and Newman Catholic 31. Thanks to all of our sponsors, without whose help, we could not bring you Newman Catholic High School basketball here on 98.9 WXCO, and thanks again for you for joining us. I'm Chad Holmes from Athens High School. This has been Newman Catholic Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Newman Catholic High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Newman Catholic Sports has been brought to you by Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, the Cloverbelt Credit Union. Thanks for joining us for Newman Catholic High School Sports on your home for the Cardinals, 98.9 WXCO.